Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, match day 10 was capped off with what the Bundesliga described as Super Sunday. The top four teams faced off. Union Berlin proved to Dortmund history does not always repeat itself.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to look at Union Berlin and Dortmund. History does not always repeat itself. The last time Union had been beaten at home, Dortmund did it. That was last February. Another thing, all teams involved had European duty, so there was no fatigue excuses. You know, I expected a lot more from Dortmund. They missed some chances early on. Emre Can should have converted from close range. His header was a bit too high. Then Jude Bellingham had a free kick. You know, but all fingers have to point to Dortmund's goalkeeper, Gregor Kobel. You know, he just made his Bundesliga return after a spell on the sidelines. He should have stayed on the sidelines because you just couldn't explain how he lost his footing on a pass from his own teammate. I mean, he made it easy peasy for Yannick Cabrera to convert. And then also another bad pass later in the match from Adeyemi led to Yannick Cabrera coming away with a first half double pack, you know, converting a rocket from outside the box. That was provided by Becker. You know, nothing really to show for it offensively from Jordan or Becker. Jordan actually limped off the pitch. But in terms of Dortmund, Edin Terzic tried to change the lineup. He actually injected Marco Reus, who was a question mark for the World Cup, but given the fact that he checked in this match, would suggest that he might be fit for Flick to select. You know, but all in all, Union Berlin were clearly the better team, despite not having the ball as much. Union Berlin might have gotten away with the penalty on Mats Hummels inside the box. He did get thrown down, it looked like to me. But Union, the Iron, as they're called here, were just clearly the better side. I mean, their Cinderella story continues and continues. And if they continue to get offensive production and capitalize on mistakes made by other teams slip up, who are arguably title candidates as well, it just makes it that much more easier. It kind of clears the path for Union Berlin. And Dortmund, you know, I know Dortmund supporters are like, which Dortmund are we going to get? You know, are we going to get the Dortmund that kind of pull it together last minute and start converting goals? Or are we going to get the Dortmund that we ended up seeing here in Berlin on Sunday? Well, one thing is a fact. They dropped to eighth, and they've lost 40% of their matches. They've only played 10 matches. Do the math. They've lost four. Dortmund are a lot better than that. I'm sure they're going to try to figure things out, you know. But all in all, give a lot of credit to Union Berlin.
And Bayern, despite missing a few pieces, made light work of Freiburg.
Yeah, Thomas Müller was out. Manuel Neuer was out. Starting in the lineup, his first start all season, Eric Choupo-Moting. I like the lineup. Choupo-Moting, Sané, Mane, and Gnabry. I mean, those four together, you know, maybe Nagelsmann, you know, lucked into this lineup because they just proved to Freiburg, basically the second best defense in the Bundesliga, only conceded 8 goals, the same as Bayern, that they're just too much to handle. You know, Gnabry headed in Bayern's first goal. He could have had a hat trick if he had not misfired a couple of times. Eric Choupo-Moting's goal just looked too easy. He definitely needs to get more playing time on the pitch. I mean, he's mature, he's seasoned, and he can convert goals, and he does have the stature as well to convert in different ways. And then we saw the left foot of Leroy Sané. You know, Sané is doing marvelous things in the Champions League. He leads Bayern with 4 goals in that competition. You know, and then Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane has gotten a lot of criticism. Maybe he's not producing as much as those would have expected, but he scored a beautiful floater over the stretching arm of Freiburg's goalkeeper, Mark Flecken. You know, Bayern clearly are on a different level. No one on Freiburg's side came to play, you know, from my vantage point, scoring 5 goals when you include Marcel Sabitzer, who checked in. You know, Nagelsmann kind of plucked him from RB Leipzig. He made it 5 goals, the first time Freiburg's conceded 5 goals all season long. And it's basically a statement to the Bundesliga. And that statement Bayern's made is, we are coming for our title. You know, I think it also speaks to the depth, obviously, at Bayern's disposal, because, you know, they looked head and shoulders above Freiburg in this one. You know, and given all that, they still trail Union Berlin by 4 points.
What other results stood out for you, Chris?
Yeah, well, Frankfurt, who are number 5, they smoked Bayer Leverkusen, who dropped to 16. Both sides lost in the Champions League, but Xabi Alonso, who recently took over for Bayer Leverkusen, not sure how long he'll last, considering the last 2 matches, Leverkusen have been outscored 8-1. Congratulations to Stuttgart. They won their first match thanks to Silas Mfumpa. You know, he had an assist and 2 goals in that match. Always when you get your first 3 points, maybe it's a step in the right direction, although that victory was over Bochum, a team that looks destined for relegation. And there's a new top 4. Hoffenheim is now 4th after getting past Schalke. So it just says how competitive, you know, the Bundesliga has been, and especially when you factor in this Winter World Cup that's approaching, it could get that much more interesting after that break and, you know, the domestic duties resume.
Before I let you go, the German Cup resumes this week. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, the cup holders, RB Leipzig, they play Hamburg, you know, a former, you know, Bundesliga side trying to fight their way back to the top flight there on Tuesday. That should be an interesting match. Wednesday night, though, is a match that stands out to me. It's Augsburg hosting Bayern. You know, their neighbors, basically Augsburg gave Bayern one of their defeats this season, and it'll be a chance to avenge that defeat to their Bavarian baby brother. If not, if Bayern lose, it'll be another ejection from the German Cup for Nagelsmann. So that competition does not look so good. This should be a very interesting match. Every time Bayern go to Augsburg, Augsburg put up a fight. So there's a lot of action to look forward to.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.